Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got plenty of time for you guys to give us a call and to ask any of your gardening questions. It's been a nicer week to be out there in the garden, enjoying it a little bit more with the cooler temperature. It's going to warm up today a bit, warmer than it's been, right, with some nice sun. And this week's looking pretty cool again, warming up towards the end of the week. So it's a great, great week to be in the garden, getting out there, watering, taking care of all your plants and doing all those types of things so that you can, enjoy it and not be out there and be like, oh, it's about 1,000 degrees out here. That's what we're looking forward to this week. We're not too far away from summer. Summer, a little over a week away. So then we can start to, kind of understand having so much heat, but, it's been a, up and down spring, technically still spring, right? We're still in that spring time frame. It's going to be a nice week to be spending some time in that garden. So definitely do that if you have a chance. There's still time to be putting more of your vegetable garden together if that's what you're looking to continue to do. If you've had some issues or if something's been going on in the garden, you want to add some new plants, that type of thing. There's definitely still time. It's not too late, right? Sometimes we kind of look at the weather and we say, all right, well, middle of June, maybe I can't do this or I can't do that. Well, that's far from it. We can definitely be spending some time in the garden doing a number of things. So definitely look at doing that here. So a little bit of rain, it looks like, later in this week. So, we'll try to, not worry about it as much because we haven't had much rain. It would be great to have the rain in order for us to not have to water as much. We're still not in a drought like I talked about last week in this area, which seems odd, right? There hasn't been that much rain here and there. I mean, parts of New England last night got some, not last night, the night before, got some rain. Overnight into the morning, kind of went across the state. There were some other areas that had it randomly during the week. So it's, we're there, but it just feels as though we almost should be in a drought situation. You know, so it's something to be thinking about. You know, we've talked about a lot, number of things, you know, using products like Soil Moist when you're planting, using Hydratane, right? Hydratane is something you can use in the lawn and garden, especially if you're putting in a new lawn this year and you want to not have to water as much. This will help retain some of that moisture into the air. Those are just a couple of the, you know, ideas. The other thing, you know, with, you know, sorry about that, guys. Had some things drop here. Anyway, so, you know, some of the seed that you might have been putting down might be saying, oh, this is definitely, you know, you have to do less water on it. You don't have to do as much work to it. Well, you know, some of those things you got to look into and say, all right, well, does that mean I don't have to do it from the beginning? Or does that mean, you know, throughout the season, once it gets established? And that's usually what it means with some of those grass seeds that say less water, less maintenance, etc. We still need to get them established and get them ready to go for the season before it really is can retain that water a little bit more and a little easier. So those are some things that we can discuss later today and as we go on. I know a number of you have had issues this year with, you know, rabbits and squirrels and chipmunks, right? We've had a number of those, got a number of those emails, a number of calls. We get a ton of those questions in the garden center lately. Just, you know, what can I do? They're overrunning the gardens this year. And, well, there's a couple things we can be discussing and figuring out, all right, these might be the ones to use. So, like I said, a lot of you have had some problems in the garden this season with rabbits, right? There's a product out there that I highly recommend to anybody I talk to that is looking to repel rabbits in their yard. I look at a product called Rabbit Scram. Rabbit Scram is a great product to use on the garden, so definitely something to be thinking about. So we can go into that more later on today, but I do have a phone call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Paul is in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick. Thanks for taking
the
call. I'm in the ending stages of letting the lawn go to seed.
Okay.
You know, it's all up high and they look like little fireworks spread out, yep, ready to drop their seed. After the seed drops, I have two options. I could cut the lawn high with a lawnmower, or I have a sickle bar mower, and I was thinking maybe the sickle bar mower might be a better option to just get the stalks and the taller grass down and leave it shielded from the sun, and you know, hopefully nature will take its course and the seeds will say hello.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to you know, get those seeds to come back and at the same time take care of it by keeping it a little bit taller is definitely something to really do, especially as we go into the more drought into the year, right? That's a lot of people will look at the lawn this time of year and say, all right, are we gonna raise the mower up, or what are we gonna do? So I mean, that I would think with that mower, I think it can be a little bit higher than a mower, right? It's going to be, it can get up with the cutting. It's a little bit higher, and it's more.
With the sickle bar mower, the blade can get up about 4.5, 5 inches.
Yeah,
adjustable.
So Yeah, so I would think, you know, once you've kind of let it get to that seed, which you said you have, and you're letting it kind of go and let it, spread the seed, kind of almost explode a little bit, then yeah. Use that. As you said, I would definitely go that way. I would think if you're using that method to try and reseed, right? That's what the idea behind it as well yeah. You're looking for, right?
Right, right, to overseed what's there, and hopefully, should I put a once the seed comes off, and I cut the cut the height down because the stalks stick pretty high in the air.
Yep,
it looks kind of horrible. Should I put some starter fertilizer down?
Well, so it would depend on the last time you fertilized. If you go ahead.
I would say probably, I guess, about 5 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. So, yeah, you could definitely put that starter fertilizer down. You kind of want to let the seed get to the point where it's almost dried on the stalk. Okay. I don't mean, like, dried where it's, like, bent over and it doesn't have enough water. I mean that it's gotten to the point where the seed's going to just come out. That's what we're looking to do. And then... Go ahead.
Will they fall off naturally?
Some will, and then you're going to have to do it yourself with others. And that would be by using that sickle bar mower. That would definitely work well. If you want to hang tight, I'm going to hit a break here, and then we can go over a little bit more. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Paul in regards to his lawn and kind of letting it go to seed, letting it do its thing, and then mowing it down, seeing what he can do with it. So we had discussed using a sickle bar mower. That can get a little bit higher and cut that way versus, the mower type that will only get a few inches above. Because we're looking to cut off those stalks, right, and get those to kind of get crunched up and get back into the soil. So definitely worth doing it. Again, I would use that starter fertilizer. So what I would do first is let it do its thing with the seed like we discussed. Then mow it and then put the starter fertilizer down. If you had them a mower type with bagging, this is more to like make the hay and that type of thing. So, I'd want you to put the starter fertilizer down first. Okay, so it can get deeper down into the ground, and I don't mean like into the ground. It's just going to be able to be touching the ground a little bit easier. Whereas with a cut like that, sometimes what can happen is the fertilizer can sit on top of what you've cut. So it's not getting in contact with the soil, and that's what we're looking to do a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely would recommend putting that starter fertilizer down, especially since it's been 5 weeks or so.
Yeah, right. It's 5 weeks, just about exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So the main cycle that happens with fertilizing is usually about 6 to 8 weeks. You're right on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to hurt it. Make sure you get the fertilizer with that heavy middle number, so it's got that higher. It'll say starter. You understand.
Right, yeah.
And get that down, and then do the best you can to keep watering it. You know, that's where the bigger issue on everything is going to be. It's not, you know, it's not the process. I think the biggest issue with usually in the summer with anything that seeds is to just continue watering it and make sure that the water hits it. So I think it's a good way to do it. Keep the mowing a little bit high anyways to help protect that new seed that's down there. That way it's cooler. It has almost like a little bit of shade from the other sun, but not too much shade because it's going to get the sun from, you know, Mother Nature here.
Right.
But it'll help it. I definitely see that as a great little process.
All right, Patrick.
All right.
Well, looking forward to see it sprout.
Definitely, and let us know how it goes. I'd be definitely interested to see how that works out for you.
All right, Patrick. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great one, Paul. Thanks.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a nice, cool morning. I got up early this morning and enjoyed the temperatures outside. It was almost a little bit too cold, but I'll tell you, I liked it. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Randy is from Rochester, New Hampshire.
Randy, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, I got some questions about growing lilacs.
Okay.
And then a little question about a hydrangea.
Sure.
So I've got several lilacs on the property. One has quite a bit of sun, and it's not in a place that's real wet, and it's been there for 20 years or so, but it's just not doing anything.
Okay.
We started another one out back where it's getting more water and partial sun, and I'm wondering if I need to check soil pH, what it should be, or how much water and how much sun these things need.
Perfect. Let's do this. I have to hit a break here. When we get back, we'll go over a lot in detail with you to help you out with the future of your lilacs. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a few.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
As Homer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva this week following the G7 summit and a meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels. But Senator Bill Hagerty says he's not expecting too much to come from the meeting because the president is going in from a position of weakness. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that Biden has already offered too many concessions to the Russians.
I think the G7 is frankly being overshadowed completely by what is going to happen next week when Biden does meet with Putin. And Biden's going into this in a position of weakness. Look, he capitulated on the START Treaty at the very beginning with Russia. Now he's turned around and allowed them to finish the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Look, that project was categorized as a malign influence project by the Trump administration. I served in that administration. This is a huge mistake to walk into this meeting in a position of weakness, and I think that's what all of the G7 leaders are wondering about. How will Biden and Putin manage this meeting?
You're listening to USA Radio News. The auction for a ride into space next month with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his brother Mark has been completed. John Clemens reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries
placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's new Shepherd that'll fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold, $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And new data shows that 13 states have reached the goal of having 70% of their adult populations at least partially vaccinated against COVID. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. For the break, we were speaking with Randy. Now, he's got a couple different lilacs. One area, 20 years old, really isn't doing much. And then another area, that is newer. And it seemed to be doing a little bit more, right, Randy?
Yes, yeah. They're starting to grow up. They've been there a couple of years, and they're getting taller, and they're good and green right now.
Okay. So the 20-year-old ones, let's start with those. Now, they have is it just they're not blooming? They're just kind of doing their thing without the blossoms?
I get a few blossoms. Like this year, we had 4 or 5 blossoms, and you'll get little shoots coming out of the ground around it. But that's about it.
Okay. And has there anything changed in that area in the past year or two? Taking any trees down? Have there been any construction around there?
Nope, they've been pretty well the same. A couple of years ago, I killed around them and put some, like, 10-10-10 around them or something like that.
Okay. And so that was the last time that you fed them?
Correct.
Okay. So sometimes with lilacs, they can get, what can happen is, they can have too much nitrogen in them, and that doesn't push the blossoms on them. So that could be an idea to look at, because you had said maybe looking at the pH levels on it.
Right.
And maybe doing like a soil sample around it to see what's going on. Sometimes with lilacs, cutting at a certain time can affect them, but it doesn't seem like you've done anything along those lines. What I would look to possibly do is, if you're looking to maybe cut it back a little bit, do that sooner rather than later, to try and, get it thicker for next year. Do it now versus waiting until the spring or in the late fall, so that we're not affecting any of next year's blossoms. So that would be something to look at. What I would also look at possibly doing for next spring early is as soon as the You know, as soon as the ground thaws out, be using something like a superphosphate or a triple phosphate. That way, that middle number helps push blossoms a little bit more, but it feeds at the same time. So that could be part of it. You know, but take a look at the pH levels, and if it's very acidic soil, that could be part of it as well, because they do not like very acidic soil. So you were on the right step, maybe doing like a soil sample to see what's going on there.
Okay, I got a kid. I got to just use it. So am I looking for a number 7 to be good?
I would say you're looking more like in the 6s, like the mid 6s would be perfect for what I'd be looking for. If you're seeing, you know, anything in the 4s or the 5s, then that could be really part of it, right? They don't like that acidic soil. Maybe at that point, look at using some lime around it, some garden lime, to bring the pH level up. And that definitely would help it. So as far as the one in the back there, the newer one, is that having full of blossoms, everything like that?
I don't have any blossoms on that yet.
Okay.
About, 3 feet high. They've been there 2-3 years.
Okay. When you got them, were they very young?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Because sometimes they can take a number of years to really push their flowers. I've even heard up to like 5 years where once they've really kind of developed, then they'll start pushing some of those flowers. But I would do the same thing there and see if it's very acidic in the area. New England's soils are very acidic naturally. So if you haven't done anything or anything along those lines, that could be part of it. You know, if the soil is too acidic, it's just not going to help it out. It's not going to do well for it. I mean, if it's in the upper 5s, close to 6, then that's not the reason that that's happening. But if it's in the, you know, the 4s, that's part of the reason. And so we want to bring that up. You can use, like I said, a garden lime. You could also look at using a fast-acting lime, like a Magical from Jonathan Green, or a, you know, the lime from Natural Alternative. Either one of those can be used. It's not just for the lawn. It can be used in the garden as well, especially when you're trying to help the pH levels. So that would be part of it. I would definitely be looking at that. And if you can do the test, it would definitely work. But if you could also, you're going to use like a pH meter, right?
Well, I had this little kit that you put the soil in and add something and it tells you.
Okay. If for some reason it's coming up like inconclusive or it's just kind of, it's not making any sense, you know, it might make sense to try and get it sent out to a lab to see what's going on with the soil there. Because sometimes, you know, there could be different things that are going on in the soil that we just can't see. Sometimes when shrubs get older, they tend to slow down on some of their blossoms as well. So what I would look at doing is maybe pruning it by like a third, because it should have already bloomed. Obviously, you said that you had a couple blossoms, but cutting it back maybe by a third so that it doesn't have as much of a shrub to try and push all the fertilizer that's in the soil already, the nutrients that are in the soil throughout it. It will have less of a surface area so that it might be able to push it a little bit easier. So pruning out some of it might help you as well, to just kind of get it to rejuvenate it a little bit and push some new growth, new areas, to allow the plant to maybe bloom for you next season.
So I want to actually shorten the height of the shrub.
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. I think, you know, cut it back by a third, maybe. Third is like the rule of thumb, right? When we say any time we're pruning, we usually like to go back by a third or so. That can help. You know, what happens is when nothing has been pruned on something along those lines, it gets to an age, if you will, where it stops pushing flowers. It kind of is done with that aspect of its life and kind of just cuts back on it. So sometimes, you know, the shrub lilacs can be, you know, what you consider almost like too old to blossom. But I think you can rejuvenate that by cutting it back by a third, getting some of that new growth in there, pushing some of that to help it as well. Whereas the newer one that's only a couple years old, you know, maybe do a little bit just to help get it a little bit thicker, so it's not just, you know, some stalks going around. You can prune it back a bit to allow it to push out new growth to get wider and taller long term. That will definitely help it. And this would be the time of year to be doing it, especially with the cool temperatures that we have this week. It'll just help the plant a little bit. So I'd see doing that. And again, next spring, first thing, as soon as the ground thaws, using like a super phosphate or a triple phosphate, something with a very heavy middle number, that should help get the nutrients to the right aspects of it to help fertilize the plant to help push the blossoms.
Okay. Now, how much water do they need?
Well, so they want to, you know, they don't want to be sitting in water, but they do want to, you know, get the water regularly. They don't want to completely dry out where they're drooping. But, you know, some of the one that's more established, you probably don't need to water as often. What I would look for you to do is maybe once or twice a week, if you can get a hose out to them, get the hose there, put it on a trickle by the trunk so it can, you know, we want a deep soaking, and leave it on for like, for the big one, maybe like 45 minutes, just a trickle. Right? That trickle will allow the water to slowly seep down into the soil and then slowly get to the root system versus if it's a heavy watering, you know, all the water is just kind of rushing through. We want it to go nice and slow, get to a deeper aspect of the roots, and then help get that moisture back into the soil. So, you know, I would maybe once or twice a week do that deep soaking, kind of let Mother Nature take do its thing with the more established. But if we get into a drought, you know, maybe add that out a few times a week. I know in New Hampshire you're on the first step of a drought, so you know that could be part of it as well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Shall we go to the hydrangea?
Sure.
It's doing well. My wife just planted it this year, and it's not. She'd like it a little more purple, and it says to make it a little more acidic.
Yep.
So I'm wondering how to do that. So I don't want to affect everything around it. Is there something I can use and like side dress it?
Definitely. Yep. There's a product by Espoma. It's called Soil Acidifier.
Okay.
And right on it is a picture of like a bright blue hydrangea. Right? It comes in like a 4-pound bag. That would be what I would use. It helps it get the soil a little bit more acidic, and will get it that deeper, you know, blue into purple color for you. You can find that at a local garden center, and I would definitely be using that. You could do it now. You could go out, put it around there, and then water it in.
So would I dig down a couple inches and on the outskirts of the plant? And then
yeah, so there's two processes that from what I've heard out there. There's one where you would put like four holes on the outskirts of the plant. So where the drip line is. What the drip line is however wide the hydrangea is, that's the drip line. So putting like four holes, taking the amount that the package says for you to use, and dividing it four ways into those holes, covering them back up, and then watering the plant in. The other aspect uses the same idea, but it kind of just scratch it into the surface. Either one will work. And you would put it in the drip line drip line on both of those processes. Always on the drip line with the fertilizer, because that's where your feeder roots are. If you put it too close, it's not getting to the root system that you're really looking to help.
Got it.
All right, and then next year in the spring, early spring, when you're fertilizing the lilacs, I would use that soil acidifier on the hydrangea again to help it for next season, to just keep that balance of the acidity in the soil for it, to keep it that dark purpley color that you're looking for.
Perfect.
All right, Randy. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break here. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill is in Minnesota.
Bill, welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Is there a way to propagate lilacs? Can I just take cuttings and put them in water and root them?
So that's definitely one way to try it out. Take some cuttings where you're going to have, I might say at least 3 or 4 leaf nodes on there.
Okay.
Give yourself something that has a little bit more to it instead of something smaller. That doesn't have, much, right? We're looking to then put it into, you can put it into water, make sure there's a nice fresh cut right before you put it into the water, right? It's not something where you want to cut them, do a bunch of cuttings, let everything sit for a little bit, and then put it in water. If you are to cut a number of them to get them ready, and then you wait a little bit, make sure you do that fresh cut right before you put it in water again. We don't want the bottom to seal off.
Right. Right. Yep.
Which,
I understand that.
That definitely could be done. What I would look to do, is let them sit in water a little bit, check on them, a few days, see if some roots are forming. Don't let the water get too, stale and stagnant, right? So basically don't let the water sit in there same for, perfect. All right, so you get the idea.
Yeah. Okay, do I need to put any rooting material with it? Would that
It definitely will help. It would depend on. So, are you looking would you have the powder, rooting powder?
Well, that's the reason I'm asking it.
Okay, so there's the rooting powder you could use as well. So,
excuse me, sorry. They have a dust where sometimes what you'll do is you can just basically take a cutting, dip it into the rooting hormone, which is a powder or a dust, right, and then put it into some soil to let it try and grow that way. It helps stimulate that root production. It definitely, I can see it helping with that. A lot of times using the rooting powder is when you're going right into the soil, right?
Okay.
Versus putting them in water. So if you're looking to use the rooting hormone, which I think is a great thing because it helps push the root development a little quicker, I would get a couple pots ready, get the soil already wet before you put anything in it, because if you were to put it in dry soil, use that rooting hormone, and then water it in, it could wash out all the rooting hormone. So I would want the soil already wet and ready, and then you could just kind of compact the soil around the root, the cutting that you put in there with the rooting hormone on the bottom of that cutting, and it would help it that way. I would have to look into, you could also use like the protolyzer to help push some of that root, the rooting, if you were to do it by cutting. Every time I've used like the rooting powder, I've always put it into soil myself. But either way can work because you can definitely produce roots on a cutting in water. It just might take a little bit more time if you're not using like that rooting hormone.
Okay. Another question is, if I do that and put them into soil, could I put them in the garden, plant or get them to root, get them established, and then the following next spring, put them out again, transplant them?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could definitely probably get them in there this fall if you get them established so that they can overwinter out there, get used to the weather there, because, you know, it's going to take some time in next spring before you can really get it out there. Whereas if you can get it out now, you do a few, you know, get it established, get it a root system, then put it in the ground so it can overwinter, you'll have more success long term.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty?
Yeah, I got another quick question.
Just do this. Hang tight with me on the other side of the break. I'll help you out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 855-660-4261.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.